From the Co-Certified Amphitheater in Hollywood, this is the Goyim's Choice Awards. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second annual Goyim's Choice Awards. The Whiteys, not brought to you by Co-Certified. Co-Certified, it's still awesome, even though they do not sponsor the Whiteys. Hey, gang. I'm Patrick Slattery.
And I'm Punxsutawney Phil.
And we're here to bring to you the second annual Goyim's Choice Awards ceremony.
Now, I know what you're saying. What happened to the first annual Goyim's Choice Awards? Well, why don't you tell them, Patrick?
Well, that was about 4 years ago. And there was going to be another one coming up the next year. I think the first one was 2019. And 2020, there was going to be another one, but the corona apocalypse started, and then we've had hoax after hoax. And because of social distancing and whatnot, we could not get the Co-Certified Amphitheater in beautiful downtown Burbank. And then it was rioted and bombed. You probably didn't hear about that on the news.
I never heard about that.
Maybe it's because the news doesn't cover what's really important. Anyway, Phil, what's our first category?
Okay, well, the first category is the biggest hoax since the last Whiteys. And here are the entries. First entry. Black Lives Matter racial justice riots.
Damn, man.
Stay in the car. Let me see your other hand.
I'm sorry.
Let me see your other hand.
Please,
both hands.
Man, do nothing. I just lost my mom, man.
I'm not a bad guy, man.
In the car.
I'm not a bad guy. Please, sit. Please,
take a seat.
I can't breathe.
This second entry is the Corona Apocalypse.
But I think what you'll be seeing is universities and colleges and some large employees or even small employers will say, if you want to work in this enterprise or in this institution, you'll have to show proof of vaccination.
You remember that, Patrick?
Oh, yes, I remember that. We were just talking about it a few seconds ago.
Oh, yeah. The third entry is the fake presidential election. Bringing in the fake president. What's his name?
Joseph R. Biden.
Oh, yeah. Joseph R. Biden and the fake vice president, Chlamydia Harris.
I, Chlamydia Harris, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And the fourth entry is Ukrainian democracy war.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way. Russia could stop its aggression, really, if it wanted to, but you can speed up our victory.
I know.
And the winner is... Patrick, you read it. I can't read.
And the winner is... The Ukrainian Democracy War.
I thought it was going to be the coronapocalypse. That was unprecedented.
Indeed. You could say unprecedented, but the Ukrainian Democracy War may very well kill us all. Disgusting President Zelensky. Come on down and accept your whitey.
Thank you. It's too much for me. All this for our great people. Thank you so much.
Okay. The next category. What's our next category, Phil?
Our next category is the hottest female politicians. Oh my goodness, this is going to be a good one.
He has an erection.
You read the entries.
All right. Our first entry is Lorraine Boebert.
Lorena Bobbitt? Isn't she that woman who cut off her husband's penis?
I think you're thinking of Lorena Bobbitt.
Well, okay. Oh, this girl. Oh, well, frankly, Professor, I don't think she's that hot.
Okay, all right. The second entry, Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, would that be Tulsi in the wetsuit? Or would that be Tulsi on Tucker's show?
I think the wetsuit.
Okay. I'll vote for Tulsi.
All right. The next entry is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay.
Large Marge. The next entry is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. Honestly, I think she's just kind of weird looking.
Yeah, but she's got big knockers. And besides, if you rape her, then the military will hand over the nuclear codes to you.
Who told you that?
That guy from the Oath Keepers.
Stuart Rhodes?
Yeah, that's the one.
And the next entry is Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin.
You mean that party chick?
Yeah.
Not bad. You know, Estonia has a chick prime minister, too. What the hell is going on here?
I really don't know. And the final entry is Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. And the whitey goes to Sanna Marin.
Sorry, Tulsi. Maybe you shouldn't have given that fake Jewish banker such a hard time.
Yeah, he was funny. Imagine that claiming to be from a vampire bank would actually help you get elected.
Yeah, that's because we don't live in a real country.
Sanna Marin, come on down and get your whitey.
Of course, I'm very proud that in Finland, age or gender doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, Phil, what's our next category?
The next category is the most brazen Jew.
Oh, the most brazen Jew. That's a new category. And who are the entries?
The first entry is Sam Bankman-Fried. The second entry is Vladimir Zelensky, president of the Ukraine. The third entry is Victoria Nuland, Assistant Secretary of State for Political Affairs. The fourth entry is Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader. And the fifth entry is George Soros, international banker and all-around villain.
All right, and the whitey goes to Vladimir Zelensky. President Zelensky, come on and get your whitey.
Last year, 70,000 people lived there in Bakhmut, in this city, and now only a few civilians stay. Every inch of that land is soaked in blood. Roaring guns sound every hour. Trenches in the Donbas change hands several times a day in fierce combat and even hand fighting. But the Ukrainian Donbas stands.
Russians use everything they have against Bakhmut. It's our
okay, well, that was fun. All right, Phil, what is our next category?
Our next category is the most badass foreign leader.
Badass foreign leader? That sounds like a good category.
Oh, yeah. I think you'll like these entries. Our first entry is Belarusian President Lukashenko, Alexander Lukashenko. The next entry is Russian President Vladimir Putin. Our third entry is Chinese President and good friend of the show, Xi Jinping. Our fourth entry is former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan.
Imran Khan? Didn't he play cricket?
Yeah, but he's pretty badass. Just trust me on that one.
Okay.
And our next entry is North Korean revered Marshal Comrade Kim Jong-un. And our final entry is Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Okay, hand me that envelope, sir. Thank you very much. And the whitey for the most badass foreign leader goes to... I think you could see this one coming. Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Дорогие друзья, сегодня вновь считаю необходимым вернуться к трагическим событиям, происходящим на Донбассе, и ключевым вопросам обеспечения безопасности самой России. Начну с того, о чем говорил в своем обращении. Верю в вашу поддержку, в ту непобедимую силу, которую дает нам наша любовь к Отечеству.
Oh, I think you'll enjoy this one. The next category is the most ridiculous member of the Biden administration.
Oh my God, where do we even start?
Well, here's a good place to start. Our first entry is Undersecretary of Health and Human Services, Richard Levine.
A.K.A. Rachel Levine.
That's right, that weird tranny. The next entry is Vice President of the United States of America, Chlamydia Harris.
I, Chlamydia Harris, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The next entry is...
Oh, I know. It's that pump trainer pervert. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed. That next entry is... Deputy Assistant Secretary of Energy for Spent Fuel and Nuclear Waste, Sam Brinton. The next entry is Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, is he gonna come down and judge some booties for us?
If he were to come down and judge some booties for us, he could come down and judge the next entry, who is none other than White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Oh, yeah. She's a lesbian, Haitian, immigrant, person of color.
You know, back in the 80s when AIDS was a thing, the joke amongst gay people was the hardest part about AIDS is trying to convince your parents that you're Haitian.
Yeah, I wonder if she needed to do that.
And the final entry for the most ridiculous member of the Biden administration is Fake President Joseph R. Biden.
Oh, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, nobody does. And the whitey for the most ridiculous member of the Biden administration is Fake President Joseph R. Biden.
Fake President Biden, come on down and get your old whitey.
President of the United States, the Honorable Joseph R. Biden.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And there were a lot that flew with 3-meter boards. And you fell off sideways, you landed on a damn cement over there. And I did, Dave. And back in those days, you see how things have changed. One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, we're listening, and I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, this is mostly, these were all public houses behind me. My car, there was a gate on here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for his three guys in straight races. Not a joke. There's a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the bulls. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where the mechanics, where all the bulls over here. You know, the chain, used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off the 6-foot length of chain, he pulled up and said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk in the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had spent those days, used to remember the straight race, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in the rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at him, but I was smart then. I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you to get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again, but I shouldn't have called you, Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize for that, not for throwing you out, but I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight days and my heart began to beat again.
Okay, Phil. Hey, do you have the envelope for the next category?
Yeah, I do, right here. It's right here in my little groundhog paws. Okay, the next category is the Jewiest member of the Biden cabinet.
The Jewiest member?
Oh, yes, the Jewiest member.
Okay, well, let's take a look at this. The first entry is Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen.
It turned out the pandemic had very special impacts on the economy. Remember, everybody stopped spending on services. They were in their homes for a year or more. They wanted to buy grills and office furniture. They suddenly started splurging on goods.
The next entry is White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. Do we have a clip of Ron Klain?
No, I don't think there's a clip of Ron Klain. He's just in the shadows somewhere. He's just in the closet.
Is he in the closet?
Well, I don't know if he's in the closet like that. You just never see him.
Okay. The third entry is Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas.
Only the fastest mouse can make it, which is me. Not the slowest mouse, which is you. This is no place for a country mouse. It's too dangerous.
And the fourth entry is Attorney General Merrick.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Thank you.
Merrick Garland.
Oh, yeah, he's the Sid Vicious of the Potomac. That is one vicious Jew.
I am an Antichrist.
Next entry, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. The fifth entry is Tony Lincoln.
Honestly, I think he's just a puppet of Victoria Nuland.
Indeed, indeed. And the sixth entry.
Come on! Wait a minute, Patrick. How many Jews are there in the Biden cabinet?
Oh, there's a lot. It is chock full of Jews, and they have the most important posts. And the sixth entry is Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines.
What? We got a Jew in charge of our national intelligence?
Oh, yes. Yeah, because she can cooperate with our best friend forever, Israel.
And the wedding goes to... Secretary of Treasury, Janet Yellen.
Janet Yellen, come on down and get your whitey.
I'll get inside and call the police. We have to get these kids arrested. And now look at all the damage you've caused. I should press charges against your friends. You are going to let your cousin play with you from now on. Is that clear?
Okay, wow, we are coming up towards the end of the show. How many more categories do we got?
This next one's a good one. You're going to like this. This is looking forward into 2023 and... What is the most plausible Jewish hoax for 2023?
Plausible Jewish hoax? Wow, I mean, there's been so many Jewish hoaxes.
Oh, there's been plenty of Jewish hoaxes.
I mean, like just in the past 3 years.
Oh yeah. Well, what about 2023? What is going to be the next Jewish hoax? You want to read the list?
Okay, hand me that envelope, Phil. Okay, well, the first entry for the most plausible Jewish hoax in 2023 is Space Alien Invasion. Climate lockdowns.
Yeah, we all gotta stay at home so we don't change the weather.
Yeah, they're already starting it in England. The next entry is Donald J. Trump being ineligible to run because of the 14th Amendment.
Oh, yeah. That's why they've been calling this an insurrection the whole time. Because they want to invoke that language in the 14th Amendment.
Yes, the language in the 14th Amendment, which reads, "No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof.
Yeah, they're going to do that to Trump.
Okay, well, the next entry is Taiwan Independence Anal Marriage War.
Everybody was kung fu.
Fifth and final entry is Corona Rabies Dog Accost. Do we have a clip for that? I don't think we have a clip for that. Well, don't worry. We will. We will. And the winner of the Whitey goes to...
Oh, let me read it. Let me read it. The winner of the Whitey goes to... Trump ineligible to run because of 14th Amendment. Come on down and get your wife.
Thank you. It's true. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Okay, Matt, it's been a good evening. I think we're on our last category now.
Oh, yes, it's been a historic evening. All right, what is our last category, Phil?
The last category is... the most pathetic white country. Oh, my God, the most pathetic white country.
Wow, I bet the competition is stiff.
It is stiff. It is stiff as a three-day-old corpse. Okay, why don't you read these entries?
No, Phil, no, no. This time, this is for you. You read the entries.
Okay. The first entry is Canada. Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada. Our own native land. True patriot love in all thy sons.
Pathetic. And the second entry is Australia.
Formerly the home of the crocodile hunter.
Yes, now it's the home of lockdown people. And the next entry is New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, with the horse-faced prime minister lady.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. And the next entry is... the United Kingdom.
What? Is that... is that still considered a country?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they've got Indian Prime Minister, Indian Justice Minister.
It's called Home Secretary.
Okay, Indian Home Secretary. They got an Indian Mayor of London. Isn't it just a colony of India?
You got a point there, Dr. Slattery. You got a point there. Okay. That might disqualify it. The next entry is France.
Oh, but can 50 million Frenchmen be wrong?
They were wrong to invite in 20 million Africans and Muslims and everybody else.
Okay, I guess 50 million Frenchmen can be wrong.
And the next entry is Germany.
Germany, which is rapidly undergoing deindustrialization so that there can be gay marriage in Ukraine.
Well, more than just gay marriage in Ukraine, so that Ukraine can be used to topple Vladimir Putin, the most awesome foreign leader, the most awesome leader in the entire world.
Okay. Is Russia on the list?
No, Russia is not on the list. What are you, crazy?
Okay, well, how about the next entry?
The next entry is Sweden. Sweden.
And there's more on the list?
Oh, yeah, there's more on the list. Next entry is America, the USA.
Hey, macho, macho man.
Is there more on the list?
It's just the rest of the EU.
All right. The rest of the EU. Okay. Time for our last whitey. The last whitey, which goes to the most pathetic white country.
And the whitey goes to... all of the above. You get a whitey.
And 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 you get a whitey.
Good. That's a story.
Hey gang, guess what? National Bugle Radio won the raffle to host the first interview with newly inaugurated fake president Joseph R. Biden. As a matter of fact, he's sitting right with me here in the co-certified mobile studios in the Green Zone in Washington, D.C. Fake President Biden, welcome to the show. Hey, may I call you Joe?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, I think the first thing that everybody out there in Radio Land wants to know about is, did you really win the election?
Yes.
Really?
Look, as I said, you know, there's things with the post office, you know, it's absentee ballot things, there's mail-in ballots. But I was confident that the American people are going to show up. And they showed up in record numbers. The American people
they didn't show up. You just talked about that thing at the post office and the mail-in ballots. They didn't show up.
The American people were not going to be silenced in the middle of a pandemic. So I was confident the American people would speak.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, let's move on. The coronavirus. Now, you've got a plan to force everyone to take gene-altering vaccinations, right?
Yes.
Right away, like day one?
No, not soon.
So when?
Well, first of all, allegedly that, not, I don't mean that in an accusatory way. Allegedly, the black community has set up a rollout how they think it should occur, what will be available, when and how.
The black community? Do you really think that's a good idea?
Yes, and we'll look at that. We may alter that. We may keep the exact same outline. But that's in train now. Secondly, I think talking to had a Zoom with the leading governors in the country, 5 Republicans, 5 Democrats. We've talked extensively about the need to cooperate and get the vaccine into places where you can actually get vaccinated.
You mean like the arm?
No.
The butt?
Yes, but that's a process.
I would say so.
I think it can be done safely. And their ideas of who they think should go first, I think we should be focusing on, obviously, the docs, the nurses, those people who are the first responders. I think we should also be focusing on Democrats and Republicans, as many Republicans as Democrats. And there's a unanimity among the black community who have to do the daily work and deal with this COVID, that there's a need for, you know, tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, I guess you get behind on rent.
Well, that's the, I mean, it's the how they should proceed, under what circumstances, not just in terms of, but the money needed in order to be able to follow through on this.
Indeed, indeed. Very well put.
And that's going to take, it's been estimated that it'll be tens of millions of dollars. And there are now three different vaccines that are in play. So there's a lot to work out. Now, maybe the hope is we can actually begin to distribute it before leading scientists, made up of some of the best people in the world, in the United States here. And they've been thinking this through. They've been meeting with and talking to the companies like Moderna and Pfizer and the rest as to the nature of what they expect their vaccine to do and when and how.
Like make us compliant and infertile?
Yes. And so it's all in train right now. I'm feeling good, though, that now we'll be able to get all we need, which has been unavailable to us now.
Okay, well, moving on. We see you're putting together this cabinet, and the cabinet, it's full of, non-white people. It's full of Jews, it's full of, blacks and Hispanics and Indians. I think you got an Aborigine in there somewhere. So what's the plan? Are we going South Africa? Are you just going to be taking white people's property and just giving it to people? And if so, who are you giving it to?
Particularly those communities have been badly hurt. The black community, the Hispanic community, the Latino community. I think those communities have to be counted in and be make sure it's available to them. And that's part of what I'm going to insist on in the way we move forward.
Wow, that sounds like ethnic cleansing.
Yes.
Maybe even white genocide?
Yes, dead.
Okay, well, while we're on the topic, do you believe in the Holocaust?
No.
Well, how many Jews do you think died during World War II?
100 to 125,000 people.
Based. Okay, now, your crackhead son, he took his...
Thank you.
many Jews do you think died during World War II?
100,000 to 125,000 people.
Based. Okay, now, your crackhead son, he took his laptop to a computer repairman and he forgot about it because I guess, you know, he's just too whacked out. And the computer repairman eventually looked at it and there's all this really perverted stuff on it. Now, at the awesome Occupy Congress event earlier this month, some guy went into Nancy Pelosi's office and took her laptop. You think there's some weird stuff on her laptop?
Yes.
You think he can get it back?
It takes a lot of money to get him back. The estimates are $150 to $200 billion for the year would take to get safely open.
Per year? What, you'd have to pay every year?
Yes. They have to be clued in. They have to be protected. They need the gear. It costs more money. We have to separate people so they can, in fact, not
whatever. Okay, listen, let's move on now. Wars for Jews. Donald Trump didn't start any new wars for Jews. He didn't end everything that we hoped he would. I think sometimes he tried, but he was undermined. How many wars for Jews do you plan on starting?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So just one after another, one after another. You couldn't, like, do two at a time?
6, 8, 10, 12. Look, as I said, well, and, but, you know, there's a, that's the, I mean, it's...
Okay, I think your vitamin B12 shot's starting to wear off. So let me just get in a couple more questions before I let you go. Now, your head, there's something weird about it. Like, you've got this hairline, but then otherwise you're a complete chrome dome. Now, Elizabeth Warren is out there saying that one night you all went out and drank a bunch of fire water and then she scalped you. Is that true?
Come on.
Well, I mean, she did have a DNA test, and while she might not be a registered member of a tribe, she's got at least, you know, 1,024th Indian ancestry. So what made you decide not to bring in your cabinet?
It's based on my lack of respect or my lack of confidence in the ability of Elizabeth Warren, and the same with Bernie Sanders.
Okay, last question. These Jews who rigged the election for you, they last year, all 2020, they were crashing the economy. And, of course, we've been hearing all about the defund the police in the wake of the all the protests for racial justice. And my question is, who else should lose their jobs?
For example, they're going to have to start laying off first responders, cops, firefighters, nurses, docs, public health organizations, because they can't afford it. They don't have the wherewithal.
And they don't have the wherewithal because all the money is being given to black welfare mothers and illegal aliens. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, fake President Biden, thank you so much for giving your first interview as fake president to National Bugle Radio. And the doors, that's the closet. No, the door's over there. Okay, be safe.